This is a special edition of Straight Talk, and Enough is Enough follow-up.
Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening and welcome to Straight Talk. We have a very special show for you tonight. It's a follow-up to the extraordinary 41-hour telethon on gang violence that was broadcast on Charter Cable just recently. We have expert guests tonight to talk about what we as a community can actually do to improve the gang problem. Our first guests are Michelle Perrineau, who was the project manager for Enough is Enough, also the president of Mindset Solutions, and also our friend Rich Archibald, who's the executive editor of the Daily of the Press Telegram. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Let me first publicly thank the sponsors of this extraordinary 41 hours, Charter Communications, the Press Telegram, the City of Long Beach, and Leadership Long Beach all partnered to support this extraordinary effort to try and get a grip on gang problem here in Long Beach. And let me just say personally, because I partner with Charter Communications, top management has been so supportive of this community, Eric Brown and Craig Watson, and, you know, people bang on the cable company and all, but this company is walking the walk, and they supported the swim stadium this summer and a major commitment to this effort. And Rich, your paper also has been tremendously supportive of this effort.
Thank you, Art.
So what did we learn from the 41 hours, Rich?
Boy, the thing I learned the most is that there is a community movement to solve this problem of youth violence and helping our youth. Until then, there has been a lot of talk. In fact, we've got a couple of letters to the editor from people saying, all you people do is talk. Why don't you do something about it? Well, there are a lot of people who have been doing lots in this area for years. And I think the one message I got is that this is a long-term commitment that's got to last for years to come. This is not going to be solved with a 41-hour telethon, a series in the newspaper. It's going to have to be, and this has to be the entire community. This is not just a central Long Beach issue. And I hope because of Charter's wide reach that this message got across to a lot of people who also will say things like, well, what are you doing about it? What are the police doing? What are the teachers doing? What are parents doing? It's what's everybody else doing except me.
Michelle, the chief who was, Chief Batts was on the show, and he made the point that it's not just an inner city problem, that you think you're safe behind guarded gates, and that's not true at all because you pay in other ways, and as the recent landslide in Laguna illustrated, no one is really safe from these things.
That's true. You know, youth and gang violence affects everyone in our community, and it takes everybody to come together in regards to working in preventative ways to make sure that we're making a difference. So bringing together leaders and stakeholders from across the community come together, united in voice, vision, and passion to address these issues was what I would consider on a very grand scale, history-making matter of fact, that we are going to begin to address this problem. We need everybody at the table helping to do
that. And we know money is and resources are a problem, but I believe, and I think the chief stated, or someone on the panel stated, this is not the prime problem. It's an act of political will that something we're going to do something about this.
Absolutely. And you know, not to borrow from a great book out there, but at some point you reach a tipping point in the community.
Yes.
Where it's not about resources, it's not about politics, it's about a need, and it's about a sense of urgency, and it's about enough is enough. It's time to really do something about this, and how are we going to do
that? And Rich, your paper has recognized that, and I know mm-hmm. you've covered this problem long before the telethon, but obviously there are a lot of good people, as Michelle mentioned, doing a lot of good things, but still, we have this enormous problem. There's over 1% of the population of Long Beach is in a gang.
I think the key thing here, again, is to get people involved and not just talk about it. There are a couple of things that the Press Telegram will be doing in the coming months. One is to list all of the agencies that are working with our youth and asking our readers to volunteer. We know there are a lot of people out there who want to volunteer, but they don't know where the need is. what the hours are.
You want to match volunteers with the agencies that need them.
Exactly. And we know there are thousands of people who want to do this.
Well, our show is seen in 35 cities, and of course the telethon was just in Long Beach on Charter. For those that didn't see it, let's just look at a clip of part of this extraordinary 41-hour effort.
Charter Communications. On Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m., Enough is Enough kicked off with a live two-hour forum originating from studios at Cal State Long Beach and hosted by Court TV personality Ricky Kleeman.
You're the executive editor of the Press Telegram. You've been on the executive committee of Youth and Gang Violence Task Force. And what your paper has done, in my opinion, is you won't let go of this issue. You've decided that the fabric of this community is being shredded unless enough is enough, we've had enough, and we're going to make a difference.
This is a marathon, and I don't want this tonight to be just a feel-good thing or someone mentioned talk, talk, talk. Action needs to be done, but there are short-term solutions.
So we need the corporate community stepping up. We need individuals stepping up. The tagline of our show is that each of us can make a difference in so many areas, and there's no area more important than this.
Absolutely. You know, one of the most important things about making a difference in a youth's life is caring adults who are willing to step up and be a part of their life, sharing life, what's happened in their life experiences, what's made a difference. But it takes caring adults who are willing to get involved, share, and volunteer to make a big difference.
Rich.
The other thing I think that's critical here in the Press Telegram, we're working with the city and other agencies, is getting jobs for especially these young men, especially during the summer. Internships, part-time jobs, whatever. And we're going to really publicize that and try to help that. This is one of those long-term kind of solutions. Instead of just arresting these men, which obviously has to be done with hardcore, but their long-term solutions are like jobs, education, getting these
Absolutely.
Kids through school.
Well, speaking of education, our next guest will be from the Long Beach Unified School District, Chief Clark, talking about security on the school system and also programs to try and combat gang violence. And then later in the show, Commander Johnson with Youth Services for the Police Department. As you know, we've been a longtime supporter of the PAL program, and also Paul Rodriguez on the wonderful CERT program. So stay with us. We'll be back with more Straight Talk after these messages.